Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited that we are almost done with the book of Genesis. It's been an amazing adventure and journey with you. We are in Genesis chapter 45 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and this is what it says. Joseph could no longer keep his composure in front of all of his attendants, so he called out, "Send everyone away from me." No one was with him when he revealed his identity to his brothers, but he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and also Pharaoh's household heard it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But they could not answer him because they were terrified in his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near me." And they came near. "I am Joseph, your brother," he said, "the one you sold into Egypt. And now don't be worried or angry with yourselves for selling me here, because God sent me ahead of you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there will be 5 more years without plowing or harvesting. God sent me ahead of you to establish you as a remnant within the land and to keep you alive by a great deliverance. Therefore, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Return quickly to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me without delay. You can settle in the land of Goshen and be near me, your children and grandchildren, your sheep, cattle, and all you have. There I will sustain you, for there will be 5 more years of famine. Otherwise, your household and everything you have will become destitute. Look, your eyes and my brother Benjamin's eyes can see that it is I, Joseph, who am speaking to you. Tell my father about all my glory in Egypt and about all you have seen, and bring my father here quickly.' Then Joseph threw his arms around Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin wept on his shoulder. Joseph kissed each of his brothers as he wept, and afterwards his brothers talked with him. When the news reached Pharaoh's place, 'Joseph's brothers have come.' Pharaoh and his servants were pleased. Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Tell your brothers, do this. Load your animals and go back to the land of Canaan. Get your father and your families and come back to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you can eat from the richness of the land. You are also commanded, do this. Take wagons from the land of Egypt for your young children and your wives, and bring your father here. Do not be concerned about your belongings, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.' The sons of Israel did this. Joseph gave them wagons as Pharaoh had commanded, and he gave them provisions for the journey. He gave each of the brothers changes of clothes, but he gave Benjamin 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothes. He sent his father the following: 10 donkeys carrying the best products of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys carrying grain, food, and provisions for his father on the journey. So Joseph sent his brothers on their way, and as they were leaving, he said to them, 'Don't argue on the way.' So they went up from Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They said, 'Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt.' Jacob was stunned, for he did not believe them. But when they told Jacob all that Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to transport him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. Then Israel said, 'Enough. My son Joseph is still alive. I will go see him before I die.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this reunion story, and thank you that Joseph knew his brothers so well that he said, "Don't argue on your way back." I love that little piece of scripture. And Lord, I do pray. I pray for the mom today who has arguing children, and the dad who has arguing children, and just the difficulties of daily life with preschoolers and young kids and teenagers and all of that. Lord, our homes can be a battleground sometimes. And so I pray your great shalom, your great peace would permeate the families of those listening to this podcast today. And Lord, I thank you for reunions. I thank you that there's going to be a beautiful reunion as we continue reading. And I pray for reunions in our lives as well. Lord, in the new heavens and the earth, which I have prayed about yesterday, there is reconciliation, and there is connection, and there is this feeling of all as well. And so, Lord, yes, in this world, we will have tribulation. In this world, things are broken. Yes, we live in a fallen world, but you have told us to take our heart because you have overcome the world. And so, Lord, help us to live in light of what that eternity will be and bring that reconciliation. Lord, help us to be ministers of reconciliation, which means that we are willing to apologize when we've done something wrong. We are willing to admit our own sin and to come to you for for forgiveness. And we're so thankful that as we approach that throne of grace, you give us that kind of help that we need in times of need. So Lord, thank you that we can approach that throne of grace with confidence. And I'm grateful for that, that I can stand here before you right now as a forgiven child of God. And Lord, for the person who's listening today who just feels like, no, God can't take me back because I've got too many sins, Lord, I just pray you'd help them understand that your grace is sufficient for all of it. Every hidden sin, every open rebellion, as we come to you in repentance, your grace is sufficient. And your power is actually made more perfect, not in our strength and our ability to obey and believe, but in our weakness. And so, Lord, I pray today would be a day that you welcome someone back into the fold who has been far from you and who has been living their own life in their own strength and has come to the end of themselves. And no sin is too great that you can't forgive. You forgive them all. And so, Lord, thank you for welcoming my friend today back into your fold with open arms. The Father, the prodigal son, and the Father who sees a prodigal son far off and runs to meet him, puts on that robe, which we've seen a lot in the narrative of Joseph, and accepts him or her wholeheartedly. Jesus, thank you for accepting us wholeheartedly and throwing that robe around us and giving us that signet ring and welcoming us back to the family and preparing a feast. I just am so grateful for that. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me, and I'm so grateful. And I just want to say a special thank you to the patrons of Pray Every Day. You're listening to this show with a brand new mic, and that's because of the generosity of the patrons. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $10 level, you'll get a free digital painting. It's not actually a physical painting, but I send it to you digitally from my Etsy shop. And at the $25 level, you'll receive a secret podcast that only goes to a very small number of people who support at that level. So these are me just talking about what God's doing in my life and also some of the teaching that I've had the privilege of teaching at my church, Lake Point Church in Texas. So anyway, I hope that's a blessing to you. And thank you to all the patrons who keep this show going. Thank you.